folks. We're back. Second hour of the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun now. This suit was filed July 21st, 2015, and the allegations are that there's medical negligence over the Orlando Medical Center. But also, on top of that suit is another one, which is... Why is that coming up? Oh, there it is. Okay. The Orlando Health Center faces a $5 million lawsuit by the federal government. Okay. This was filed in May of 2015, alleging that the hospital system failed to pursue more than $5 million in refunds for medical residents. And according to the lawsuit, the system failed to seek refunds of Social Security and Medicare contributions that were withheld from the medical residents' pay. So, when you look at this, the lawsuit about the tuberculosis, it reminds me of some of the refugees coming in here, which may not have anything to do with it. But when there's a lawsuit filed by the federal government, it would open the door for the federal government to come in and say, you know what, we can make this all go away if you guys play ball. Now, again, folks, I want to reiterate, I'm not saying that that's what happened. I'm saying it could very well have been the reason why Orlando Medical Center rolled over and went along with it. Now, I'm going to have my board up mic play a clip here. This is a guy that was invited onto mainstream media. Honestly, I don't remember the guy's name, but I call him the dude, because he comes on mainstream media and just exposes this whole whitewash of these false flag events for what they are. Now, when we get back from that clip, which is about 6 minutes, I'm going to open up the phone lines at 800-313-9443, and you folks are welcome to chime in with a thought, with a vent, question, answer, you know, whatever you want. So, Mike, go ahead and play that clip.
U.S. civil rights activist Chris Dorsey joins us now from Richmond. Mr. Dorsey, welcome to the program. Orlando, Virginia Tech, Aurora, Columbine, Sandy Hook, how many more of these incidents do we have to see before there's a change in the gun measures in the United States?
Well, first of all of those instances that you talked about, Sandy Hook, I'll add San Bernardino, the Virginia Tech shooting, the incident that we just had in Orlando, they're staged events, and they're carried out by the government. And what folks are hearing on television from the talking heads on the Zionist-controlled media are complete lies. And what we're seeing from the stock footage is showing us that these are drills and that these are staged by the government. And this is happening time and time again. And this has nothing to do with the people having too much access to their God-given right to bear arms. This has only to do with the criminal government carrying out nothing but psychological operations against the people. The government of the United States is engaged in war against the people. This not only exhibits itself in the police killing Americans by the thousands, but it also includes these psychological operations that occurred during Jade Helm 15 last year and that are occurring now during UWEX, which means unconventional warfare, and that's unconventional warfare 16, and that is the operation that the United States Northern Command is engaged in against the American people right now. And this is a part of UN Agenda 21, which is why they chose a gay bar to lionize and to promote, because they're pushing forward a gay agenda and they want to make homosexuals appear to be victims in this situation and make them appear to be also heroes in this situation. But I guarantee you, if that really happened and it wasn't a staged event, it certainly wouldn't go down like that.
Okay, Mr. Dorsey, let's focus on the issue of those gun deaths that are recorded on an average day-to-day basis. 87 gun deaths, 183 injuries are recorded in the U.S. every day. what has to change in the long-running gun culture in the United States to see, at least to see Congress address the issue in a more viable and more tangible manner?
Well, Congress cannot do anything to change the gun law, because the gun law is the basis of the Constitution. There's the First Amendment, which guarantees the freedom of speech and thought, and the Second Amendment, which enforces all of the other rights of the people, and that's granted by God, and it's enumerated in the Constitution. So man creates the government, and not the man is not subject to its creation. God creates man, and man creates government. So therefore, Congress can't do anything to take away the guns from the people. But the point is, the government is behind the drug trade. The government is, the CIA is sending all of the opium and heroin throughout the world due to the United States occupation of Afghanistan, and that the drug war is the number one cause of gun deaths in the United States, and the drug operation is run by folks like Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, the Bush family, and also this ties in with the shooting at the Pulse, because we saw Marco Rubio, who's associated with Bush's W. Bush's brother, Jeb Bush, in Florida as part of a gay prostitution ring, as is the President of the United States, Barack Obama, a.k.a. Barry Sotero, is known as a gay prostitute. This has been presented as fact and verified by a number of intelligence sources around the world, and that's because every leader in the United States government is compromised, and this is how they do it. They'll push forward these crazy psychological operations where the government is staging shootings and then blame it on the people and act as if everyone has lost their mind, when really it is the government who is psychopathic and certainly not the people. And the people, again, create the government. So the government can't tell the people anything, and that's what the problem is. The government is controlling by force, which is not the rule of law. The government and the leaders need to be neutralized, and the leaders of the United States government, they need to be arrested for violating Article 3, Section 3 of this document, which is treason, and it will be easy to convict them in a legitimate court of law, which means we need to convict all of the Supreme Court members as well.
All right, thank you very much, U.S. civil rights activist Chris Dorsey.
All right, folks, did you notice how that host was taken aback by the answer? He had no idea that was coming by that civil rights activist, okay? And he was stumbling and fumbling around trying to figure out what to say next. But this guy was right dead on. These are acts perpetrated against us, the American people. And in 1933, if you recall, when they made us enemies of the state, as things have progressed into the 21st century with their technology and what have you, to foist upon us their agenda, which is a one-world government, and I'm saying it's Agenda 2030 now because they've had to move it up 9 years. It's not going quite as quick as they had hoped, folks. But at any rate, this guy was right dead on, and if you'll notice that since Donald Trump has taken office, we haven't seen any more of these. I think what is happening is they're trying to gain leverage. They're trying to find their balance. The entire establishment is kind of been knocked off center, so they're trying to get their act together before they can continue with this. But yes, enemies of the state. So I'm going to continue with this. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Feel free to dial up and call in if you like. But I wanted to mention to you, you know, again, the mayor's press conference with smirking police standing behind them was a clear indication that the entire event was staged. And a simple Google search of Orlando Mayor Buddy Dyer will give you a good indication of this sleazy character. This guy's a Clintonite Democrat, okay, and he's got a very, very shady past. And, of course, it should come as no surprise that the lapdog mainstream media, the compromised media, would play right into the hoax. So What is this? Orlando nightclub shooting. I'm getting a message here from Brian Brown. Okay, Brian, I can't read it right now. Thank you very much. That's my webmaster, folks. So I guess in closing, like the Holocaust, you know, I'm not convinced any Jews were gassed in the camps because they haven't proven anything to me. And with the Pulse, I'm not convinced that anyone actually died there. Now, there could have been. It's very possible that the connections that Omar Mateen had with both the higher-level officials of Wackenhut, which I believe could have been operatives, okay, just like Larry Potts, and also the Democratic connection with his father, Sadiq Mateen, being a celebrity, it's possible they waltzed him out just like Timothy McVeigh, and he's sitting on a beach somewhere sipping his margaritas with $10 million in his pocket. I don't know. I'm not saying that no one died. They could have. I'm saying it's possible that no one did. Now, I'll tell you what else I did, folks, and I found this to be very interesting, and I'll put this out there for you, too. I went in and got the list of the alleged victims of the Pulse shooting. And in my attempts to do a Social Security death search, okay, Brian, I get it. I'm watching these on the right-hand side. In my attempt to do a Social Security death index search, I used it to kind of cross-reference and verify that indeed, you know, somebody was deceased. And evidently, relatively recently, the government has changed its access or protocols for the public to enter and do a research on the death records in the Social Security Index, because I used to be able to go in there if a person had been deceased for 2 or 3 months and pull it up. I can't do that anymore. It seems that it looks to me like they've changed it, and now they won't let you access anybody until they've been deceased for over 36 months. Unless I'm doing something wrong, which I don't think I am. So if anybody's been able to access that Social Security Death Index record for somebody that has been deceased prior to 3 years, please let me know how, because I can't do it. So I found that rather interesting, but I didn't stop there. I proceeded to legacy.com, and I tried looking up a dozen or so names in the obituary. And out of a dozen lookups, I found one. And that was Akira Murray. Yet, what they had posted on her wasn't an obituary like you would expect. It was just a very short post that she died in the Pulse nightclub, which is very odd. Now, of the other 11 people that I looked up with the names that I got out of the Washington Post, I found none of them in there. So, yes, folks, we now officially live in a time where war is peace, up is down, ignorance is strength, and lies are truth. Like the Bible says in the end times, there will come a great deception. And I believe that that deception is here. And I also believe that it can't be foisted upon us because we can see. We've taken off the rose-colored glasses. We've taken the red pill. And once you've done that, you cannot unlearn what you've already learned. But I ask you this, and I want to bring this up again, okay? Again, this is speculation. This is food for thought. I am not saying that any of this is ironclad. I'm saying it allows us to rationally think through what is trying to be foisted upon us in this great age of deception. And what's happening with the vast majority of the American people is they're still drinking the Kool-Aid and allowing it to happen. And it's not just up to me. It's up to you folks if we're going to change this and we're going to win this battle, okay? Number one, we need to enlighten these people. We need to bring them out of their stupor. We need to wake them up. We need to jerk them out of their mesmerotic, hypnotized trance. And we need to bring them to the truth. And what other place to bring them than RBN? Now, I have to ask you, and again, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Is there anything that I've put out here tonight regarding that shooting, or that alleged shooting, that you didn't know, or did you know everything that I just told you? I'm curious, because I want to know if I'm wasting my time here. I sit behind the scenes, and I do research. My other contractual commitment is over with, so I have a little bit more time to do that now. And I'm going down a multitude of different rabbit holes, and I want to bring forth, you know, valuable information to you that you want to hear. And if, to me, if, you know, the Pulse nightclub shooting with what I've given you is a waste of time, please let me know. and I won't waste my time on it, because I want to bring stuff to your attention that makes people go, I never thought about that. So that said, in closing, one other thing I want to bring up regarding this issue, which in order to do that, my computer's goofing up here. All right, what's up? Why is this? I don't know whether it just gets hot sometimes, or sometimes it just likes to play games. I don't know. Anyway, back to these lawsuits for just a second. The guy that's suing them for multiple millions of dollars for allowing him or being in a situation which is unclean, or maybe there was somebody in there that, you know, he picked up tuberculosis from, because tuberculosis is very contagious. That in itself is a very serious issue. But when you have another issue in here where there's a lawsuit that has been filed on behalf of the federal government to this same firm that for FICA, which is a serious issue as far as the government is concerned, that would be perfect to walk in there and say, okay, you know, we're ultimately either going to close you down or you're going to play ball. And it looks to me like, from what I have researched in that Orlando Medical Center, that that's indeed what they did. They played ball. So that said, let me go in here. I'm getting trying to figure out what I'm doing here, folks. Hold on just a second. It says I have a message in here, but it isn't here. Okay, Mike, do I have any callers on the line? Okay. Joel in Wisconsin, you're second. Fred in Iowa, come on up, buddy. How you doing?
Yeah, real good. Grateful evening. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine. Go ahead.
Okay, that Chris Jordan was spot on. In the future, I will give you information, and it can be verified by the video, what people actually said, and also when it's in script, it will give you the date, the time, the year, and who said it, and everything, because this is going to be controversial as all hell. But I can prove everything that I will say and put on there. I don't want to talk any longer. Great show. More callers can get in. Bye. Thank you.
Okay, let's go to Joel in Wisconsin. You're on with Mike. Go ahead.
I agree. It's a good show. And to your question, are you telling us anything that we didn't know? Yes, you're taking it into more detail. A lot of people have already suspected and can see a few things, how each one is, there's phoniness in each one of them staged events. And but you're investigating, like you brought up the, you tried to look up the dead people and can't find anything. So you're taking it deeper, and you're back, and then you have that backup ability that said you did, you looked here, and then that's not there, and that kind of crap. So along the same lines, you'll probably already be thinking along these lines. Having a show about the Boston bombing, and do you remember, okay, the Boston bombing, where you get the guy allegedly gets his legs blown off, and he doesn't pass out, and he doesn't turn white, and like a month later or 6 weeks later, he's thrown out a pitch at the Red Sox game. Were you aware of that?
Yeah, I seem to have gone. I think I went down the rabbit hole on that guy. That guy was, he already had a prosthetic device, and that happened, that injury happened to him. I don't know whether it was war-related or whatever, but you know, that didn't happen to him at the Boston bombing.
No,
so,
no.
You know, and even the guys that they set up, the Sarnoff brothers or whatever, those guys were just patsies. But what goes, and I, you know what, Joel, I agree with you, and this is what I'm doing. The problem that I have, well, it's not really a problem, because as long as I can bring new information to the, you know, to the public, that's fine. But what happens is I go down these rabbit holes, and there's so many tentacles of it, I spin off into this one, that one, the other one, and I start doing these shows, you know, and one leads into another, which leads into another. So anyway, listen, we got to go to a break. I'll hold you over, Joe. Be back in three. Stick around. More to come.
It just doesn't work as well as it used to, so I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
All right, folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host. Man, I'm having all kinds of problems. I must have said something wrong because my computer screen's gone white and there's stuff flipping off all over the place. And I'm trying to recover Skype and I don't know what all. But all right, Joel, what else you got?
Well, maybe they just don't like what you're talking about. And I hope you keep it up.
Let's see. Wait a minute. Lawyer. What's that?
You talking to me?
Oh, okay. No. Wait a minute. I got a message here from, I just saw a guy comment on Facebook post that he sat next to a lawyer for the little bro Boston bomber, and he was told by the feds that if he mounted a real defense, he'd be in deep trouble. Wow. People are being threatened by this. Kind of puts people like me in a rock and a hard place, and people like you, Joel, and people like the listening audience. We know all this stuff, but we take a chance when we bring it out, you know. But if we don't bring it out, who will? Your thoughts?
So we're all taking a chance on being of committing suicide, aren't we?
Of being suicided. Well, it's interesting you say that because going down those rabbit holes, you know, I started down one yesterday, and it led me into another one, which will be the shows forthcoming up later on the week. And I had a couple other shows made up that I wanted to get into, which is a little off the cuff a little bit, but it lightens the load, or not the load, but it just lightens the mood a little bit to have a little bit of fun. And I find myself not even being able to go there, you know, because this stuff keeps coming out that you've got to get it out there.
Yep. So I got another rabbit hole. Hole for you to look into. You remember Gabrielle Gifford?
Gabrielle Gifford.
Yeah, allegedly a judge got killed in that incident, and a 9-year-old girl got killed in that incident. But Gabrielle got shot in the head twice with a 9mm, and like 6 months later, she's running up steps, and she's just back to whatever normal is now. I mean, where in the hell did the judge or the girl get shot? I mean, if Gabrielle got shot in the head twice and she survived, where did the little girl get shot? In the wrist?
I knew that Gabrielle Gifford had been shot. I didn't know that she had been shot twice in the head.
That's the way I remember it. You know, that's just going by recall, because that's an old story.
Yeah, I know it's several years old, but and I know within 6 months she was up walking around. Now her husband is like a high level official in, is it NASA or the military or something like that, right?
Yep, and they were, and one of the big things that comes out of all these is they go around and they earn money for trying to go against guns, because they get the sympathy.
Right, right. The same thing that happened with the guy that was shot along with Ronald Reagan back in 1981. I can't remember his name now, but he did the same thing.
Yeah,
and it's interesting you bring that up, Joel, because if you look at that this guy, his name was, I think it was Jim or Joe or something, the guy that was involved with Reagan, he was one of his aides or something, I don't know what he was. But anyway, they did that for years. They milked that with him going around and being anti-gun. And they're doing the same thing with Gabrielle Giffords. So it makes one wonder if indeed, you know, is that the case? How can you get shot twice in the head? I mean, we see all these people that are suicided, right? Been shot twice in the head. They don't survive, yet Gabrielle Giffords was... Go ahead.
Who?
No, Gabrielle Giffords was shot twice in the head. She's up and around in 6 months, and from that day to this, she's out there promoting gun control.
Yes, yes. Does RBN have a way to see how many people are listening?
They don't know exactly how many people are listening. I think they have a good grip on the servers but there could be 10,000 people on a server, so you really don't know. They have no way to gauge it. And the terrestrial radio stations a terrestrial radio station usually will be Arbitron rated, but the problem with them is they're owned by Clear Channel or one of these other mainstream things that won't let us on the air. So the only radio stations that we can get on the air with are radio stations that aren't Arbitron rated. For example, KFNX here in Phoenix, which is where I launched my career, I noticed, I went on their website today, and interestingly enough, you have to pay to go on that station. And from 12 a.m. to 3 a.m., five nights a week, guess who's on there?
You are?
Nope. Alex Jones.
So
he's paying to be put on that station. If you want to hold over, I'll hold you over. I got a couple other calls here. So if you're done, I'll let you go, Joel.
Right. Well, I just wanted to say it's a good show. I like it, and I wanted to do that for comparison to see what the ratings were for you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. All right, we'll be back on the other side.
So long.
Stick around, Jared and Craig. Be right with you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I'm not going to back down, folks. Michael Herzog, the American Awakening, is back with you on the other side. Coming back up on the top of the hour, we've got, let's see, who have we got here? We got Craig and Ellie, you'll be second. Jared in San Diego, you're first up. How you doing, buddy? Jared in San Diego.
Yeah, hi, it's Jared, right? You can hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah, I just wanted to call in and, you know.
All right, well, hold on a second.
My highs.
Mike, turn your mic down. I can hear you on the air. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to give my thanks and congratulate you for all the great work you do.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't have anything specific on my mind right now, but I haven't called into RBM before.
Your first time caller? Well, that's cool. No, honestly, I do
appreciate
it. I couldn't
help it because...
Go ahead.
Yeah, I can't stand listening to RBN and you in particular, and then not call in because it's really a great forum, for a lot of people to voice their opinions and strange ideas and so on. And I really appreciate the work you do. It gets me really pumped and motivated every time I hear your voice. I know it's very stressful. And I think also Fred, when Fred calls in, I've been listening for maybe like since 2008, the network in general. So uh-huh. I've followed it here and there for long periods and then off for a couple of months. But yeah, I like when Fred calls on. I know he's been around for a while. He's a really great. He compliments a lot of the show hosts very well. So anyway.
Yeah, he does. And if he says he's got information with documentation, if he sends it to me, I've got. The way I put these shows together is I have a couple ladies behind the scenes that are listeners, that have been longtime listeners of mine, and they send me emails every day. I go through and look at it, and then I go do research, and I build these shows off of that. And yes, Jerry, you're right. The shows that I'm doing, I'm not taking credit for this, but I take a lot of time to put these together, more than most of the hosts do. And it takes me, just like today, it took me all day to put one show together, and then it ran into another show that I have to put together tomorrow. So, yes, this is literally probably a 40-hour week by the time you add in what I do off the air and on the air. But that's okay, because it's an important job. And the truth of the matter is, Jared, when I do it, yes, it is stressful, but I'm able to vent. I'm able to throw this stuff out, throw the thoughts out to the RBN family, and then I'm able to interact with you guys. So to me, it's great. You know, it gives me a reason to be doing this other than just sitting out around as a retired guy doing nothing, you know. So,
absolutely.
It'd be nice to get paid for it at some point in time, but we're working on that, you know. So, okay.
I did sign up under you on Carrot Bars a while back and I did an upgrade or whatever, but I still need to pitch in more to the network when I can.
And we appreciate that. Go ahead.
Oh, that was really great, the clip you aired of Chris Dorsey. I've actually discovered him recently and heard a couple of his shows. He's a very interesting fellow, and I believe if people wanted to reach out to him, there are ways to get a hold of him pretty publicly. But yeah, so that was good. He's been very consistent, too. That was probably an old clip. I think he even played that clip from, like, 2010 on a recent show a few months ago.
Well, no, that particular clip had to be relatively new because he talked about the pulse. And I didn't even see who he was. Yeah. I just happened to listen to the clip. I heard what he said, and I said, okay, I'm throwing this up on the air because the guy's right on target. And it just blew the host away because the host didn't know what to say.
They're like, what? You can't wait.
Really, you're destroying my show. You're supposed to talk like the mainstream idiots talk. All right. Well, Jared, thank you so much for a call. I appreciate the compliments. I got to go to other callers here, but I do appreciate you calling in with your information. Okay, so we're going to go next to Craig in L.A. Craig, you're on with Michael. Go ahead. Oh, Louisiana. Hey,
that's right. The Chris Dorsey, he's a renegade. He's a hard hitter. He's got a good show on Renegade. He's always got some good stuff. And then a minute ago, you were talking about Jim Brady. They actually named the Gun Control Act, after him.
Yeah, the Brady Bill. And I couldn't think of it on the air, Craig. But it's interesting, you know, the concept of, yes, Brady, they rolled him out for how many years after that? And then we've got Gabrielle Giffords. Maybe it's coincidentally, maybe it's not. Who knows these days? But now you've got Gabrielle and her husband, who's some high-level official that's running around doing the same thing. You know, so they're always parading somebody around doing that. Go ahead.
Right. What I want to call about was possibly help give me some ideas for making some money, for RBN. They have their website, and that is the source of income that they're not tapping into. Like for instance, you could put a link to Amazon on the website, and you know how many times.
I agree with you. I've had this conversation with John off the air. Okay, I've had this conversation. My webmaster has been on me about doing this with John's website. And these are inner things that we're working on behind the scenes. I can't really do anything major until I have a sit-down one-on-one with John face-to-face, okay, And that's just the way John works. He'll be on the phone, he'll talk to you for 5 minutes or less, and then he's off the phone doing something else. So until I have a chance to sit down with him, which I have in my plans to do, all right, that's one of the things, just what you were speaking of, because I had that idea myself. Not only that, but also with shopping at the grocery store and having them home deliver it, you know, right. going through RBN's. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Right, and that's what I was gonna recommend is that you just, you know, drop a bug to John, you know, because I got, you know, four things that you can link to that have all been on your RBN, you know, that been interviewed, you know, like Jira's Dictionary, you know, Credit Repair, you know, Amazon, these type of things. You can all, you know, make money, Anyway, but you already know that.
Look, I'm going to send my email address right now to my board operator, okay? And before you hang up the phone, talk to Mike, my board operator, get my email address, and send me what you've got, because I'll look at anything, man. All right?
Okay.
All right, very good. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it, Craig, and I just sent my email over to my board op right now, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. All right.
Okay.
Let's go to Ken. Let's go to Ken in Long Island. Ken, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Yes, I hear some breaking up. It's not me, is it?
No, I'm hearing you fine.
Okay, I'm sorry. You know, I heard the name Roll, Judge Roll, in the Gabby Gifford affair. You know, with the shooting.
Yeah.
And are you aware that he was the judge in 1997, I think it was, that ruled with the Mack versus and Prince versus the U.S. It was Sheriff Mack. He had ruled that the sheriff is the highest authority in the county, even over the federal government.
No, I wasn't aware with that. In all honesty, Ken, I haven't really done any digging into Gabby Gifford at all until it was brought up on my show tonight. So I've written it down, and I intend to take a look at it. Is that the judge that was shot? Is that the judge that was shot over the Gabby Gifford thing?
Yes.
Okay.
I believe he was the only one that was actually killed in this whole thing.
Okay.
And supposedly, he had tried to warn Gabby that he thought there was an attempt on her life. Somebody drew him in.
Okay. How do you spell it? Is it
my opinion?
Is it R-O-L-E?
I think it's just R-O-L.
Okay.
But the person that knows the most about it is Richard Mack, you know, the sheriff that goes around the country trying to educate other sheriffs.
Yeah, I'm familiar with him. Okay. No, I did a conference call with him and what's that guy up in, I can't remember his name now, he's up in Utah. And they were trying to put together money to do something. I can't remember what it was, but I know who.
Yeah, I know. They've been doing this thing. But that's what attracted me, as I heard that. And from what I had heard in the past, he was the only one that actually, it made me wonder if he was actually the target of the whole thing. And yes, of course, you know, you hear that Gifford goes running around and the husband, I think, was an astronaut.
Yeah, that's what it was. I knew he had something to do with, you know, some major role in the military or an astronaut or something. I think he's an astronaut. You're right.
Mm.
Okay. Yeah. And do you know what his name is, Gifford's husband?
Sorry, it escapes me at the moment.
Okay, that's all right.
I don't remember his name.
I know, Ken. You're nervous because you're on the radio, right? No, I'm just kidding you.
It's not actually. No, I actually forgot it. Well, thank you for taking my call anyway. I hope it's another rabbit hole to go travel down someday.
Well, I've got so many rabbit holes to travel down, and as I said, you know, I've been busy all week with this. I've got my shows planned out for the whole week, and I wanted to do something a little bit, I don't know, lighter, if you will. And it seems like the deeper I dig down this rabbit hole, the worse it gets, and it keeps getting darker and darker. You know, so I'll probably just have to take a break from that. Go ahead.
Oh, by the way, I pushed the button and I put $105 in yesterday, and I put $105 in because I think PayPal takes 3 or 4% out of it. So
did you? Did
I wanted you,
did
you,
you
to get the benefit.
Did you put a note in there? This is from Michael. I mean,
No, I didn't, and it's not because you're not interesting. It's that originally Uncle Ralph attracted me because I have an interest in pro se litigation. But
well, that's, you know, that's
I would ask that they spread it around to all of you. That's the best I could do for now.
No, that, and you know what? That's fine. That's interesting because I was just, that's one of the rabbit holes that I was going down just the other day. Is this whole thing about you know? When it's all about consent. You know, they have to get our consent, which is a whole other show
I did.
Which I probably put it out, I don't know, maybe next week. I don't know. I got a whole bunch of shows in a row, and I try to stay ahead of them, you know. Mm-hmm. But it gets difficult sometimes.
Well, I had an incident several years ago where I had a hospital debt suit, and it was my first time around, and I beat the Attorney General in New York. And I'm not sure if I beat him because I was so talented or I was going to bring something up at a hearing that they didn't want to get into the public. But they ended up, after a year of fighting with them, I ended up, they gave me a discontinuance with prejudice. So I think they just wanted to get rid of me.
Sounds like it. By the way, Mark Kelly is Gabrielle Giffords' husband.
Yes, that's it.
Okay.
That's it.
Thank you.
And I never heard of him before.
I hadn't either, but I guess he is an astronaut. But, you know, it's like Phil McConnell would say, you know, if I don't have the answer to it, I'll have it in 10 minutes in my chat room. And I got so much going on my desk, I don't even get into my chat room, so I don't even know who's there. I know my webmaster's there because I keep getting these Skype messages popping up with all these links. So, you know, I'm doing six things. I'm multitasking here. Go ahead.
The judge role aspect of that whole thing was really suspicious, and you wonder if somebody would have made a decision back in 1997 to wait 5 years or 10 years to get even with somebody.
Well, we live in interesting times here, Ken, and you know, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, all the world's a stage. We're seeing this manifested out where. It used to be 50, 60 years ago, we could semi-trust mainstream news. But it's gotten to the place now where everything they say is a lie. It's like a B-movie. Everything is scripted. Everything's a lie. Everything they want us to believe is a lie. And the CIA has already said we're not going to be happy until everything the public believes is a lie. So the only place you can... Go ahead.
Well, what you said tonight about the federal lawsuit... against the, I think it was the hospital or the facility
Orlando
in
Med
Florida.
Go ahead.
It makes perfect sense to me. And I don't know if this is really related or not, but in Florida, since Bush was the governor for a long time, he was involved in several, he was the head of Tennis Healthcare, I think it was, and he had been involved in some big lawsuits, Medicaid lawsuits. Medicaid always goes after people that overbill. And there was some kind of a problem with him, the company he was running or he was the head of. You know, these guys are all figureheads. They don't really do anything. But they had paid out something like $1 billion or close to $1 billion in fines to Medicaid for overbilling.
That doesn't surprise me, and that is a honeypot for the government because the way that the medical system is set up, especially on Medicare and Medicaid, they're so tightly regulated they can't even make any money. So they have to figure out a way to kind of skim off the top, and then the government baits them, you know, just like I think they might have done with the.
And what happens is you don't know how to do the paperwork properly. It seems like if you follow the rules, something bad happens to you, as well as if you don't follow the rules, something bad will happen to you.
So something bad either way. No, what happens, and I've met these girls online. I'm on online dating sites looking for my woman, okay, but she doesn't exist. I think the only way I'm ever going to find her is in the Patriot community, and the Patriot community doesn't have a dating site, so I'm just going to grow old alone. With the medical billing, I've met two or three women that are in the medical billing thing, and they've told me stories about doing the medical billing. You have to cross every I, cross every T, dot every I, and then even then it takes months to get paid, you know? So, yes, it is a prime arena for fraud and some of the stories that I've heard, but I think that the government does it deliberately so they can trap these people, you know, trap the medical establishment, and just like they, you know, they can blackmail you, almost. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you demonstrated that pretty well by coming, you know, it never occurred to me that those things, that could have been happening. There was the same thing with Sandy Hook. There could have been something similar there. There was a guy named Halbig. I don't know his first name. I don't remember.
Wolfgang Halbig,
yeah.
Well, that's an issue. Go ahead.
I know, you got enough rabbit holes here.
Well, no. I was going to say, there's an issue with that particular thing. Even when I left, after I left RBN last time, I still listened to John, and John said, well, I'm bringing Wolfgang Halbig out. And I sent a message to my board operator, and I said, don't let him do that. Cancel that guest, because there's another host on this network that swears that, you know, Sandy Hook was not a false flag. And I knew that if John would have brought Halbig up, he would have got into it with that other host. And so I thought, you know, let's just, you know, send out the message and leave it alone. So that's one topic that I really won't go into, because it's my belief, based upon friends of mine that have done extensive research on Sandy Hook, that it was a false, it was a drill. Now, there's a host on this network that doesn't believe that, and I just don't want to get in the middle of it. You know what I mean? Mm. Go ahead.
No, I understand. I have always heard that from what I understand is that Sandy Hook was unoccupied. The area was not, the school was like in disrepair and it wasn't even being used.
That's true. That's true. The two people that I have, one of them wrote a book about it, got banned from Amazon. As a matter of fact, he'll be up on my show in 2 weeks, on the 22nd, Monday the 22nd, is it? Jim Fetzer, he wrote a book about it. He'll be up on my show. Jim,
oh, yeah, he's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've listened to him before.
And then also Sophie Smallstorm did a documentary on it, two documentaries, and also she does speaking engagements about it. But when Jim comes up on the show, we won't talk about that, because I don't want to make any waves between hosts on the network. There's more important things to do as far as getting this network up and running properly. So, you know, that's
well, the focus. I like all of you. There's no question. I've just I'm tired of listening to Levin and the other stuff. And in fact, I've been around radio all my life and electronics, and my reception is so bad around here. I've gone to DSL in order to be able to listen to clear radio. In fact, on the way, I have a suggestion for an possible advertiser, because they're a really good bargain for people. A lot of people have been abandoning DSL. But if you really can't afford it, there's some very cheap options for getting a fairly decent broadband and phone service.
Well, I'll tell you what, when John called me up about going back on the air, I didn't have it. I was using this community's internet, which was terrible. So I actually had to go out. I called CenturyLink and got DSL, and now I've got a clear connection. So I have nothing against it.
Well, the DSL, you can get a 1 megabit with the system that I got here in New York, and we got terrible lines because we're like 100-year-old telephone lines. They have quite a few lines open for DSL and phone service, 1 megabit service for $34 a month, and I was paying over 50 just for regular telephone service, and it was horrible.
What were you paying for? Cox? Was it Cox Communications? Comcast?
No, it was a company. No, it's Verizon has some third parties that can sell service, and one of them was a place in Georgia. And company, should I mention the company's name? Or
I don't care.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
So it's called DSL Extreme. I found them by looking on the internet, and they're one of the few people that could provide, using Verizon's lines up here, give you DSL, and I'm within 2 miles of a switching office, so I can supposedly get up to 7 megabits.
Well, that's pretty good.
I got a 1 megabit.
Go ahead.
Good.
I was going to say,
I'm paying.
All right, Fred, we're going to have to
I'm sorry. There's a slight delay. Go ahead, I'll stay quiet.
I was just going to say, I get 2 megabits. It costs me $35 a month. So, you know, I don't know if that's
right,
good or
but
bad.
Everything but everything is more expensive in New York.
Oh, I'm sure it is. That's why I don't live there. I had a matter of fact, I'm still a contracted model with Icon in New York, and I haven't done anything with them in years, but my agent lives there, you know, and I couldn't afford to live there. You know, it's like $4,000 a month for a little cracker box in Manhattan. I mean, come on. You know, it's ridiculous. So I get it, you know. Anyway, anything else you want to add before I let you go? Because I'm coming to the end of the show
here. No. Thank you for your time.
I appreciate you calling in. I appreciate your information, okay? And this is part and parcel to why I came back to RBN after having offers from other networks, folks, is because the mood, or, you know, just the mood, the atmosphere isn't the same with other networks. You have a different flow on RBN, not to mention the fact that you guys are the most educated people on the planet, which, again, take a look at why. You know, is it because? Ask yourself the reason why. Ask yourself, is it because of RBN? Is it because of the variety of different content that you get on this program? And ask yourself the value, what that's worth to you. I know what kind of effort that I put behind the scenes bringing out the information I bring, and I have to keep my fingers crossed, honestly, and hope that I'm providing a service to you, you know. And so I have to do my dig to the best of my ability, and I don't claim to be perfect by any stretch of the imagination, but I do the best I can, which, like all the hosts on this network do, you know. I bring the best that I can bring out, and I put a lot of time and effort into it. Not that I'm a perfectionist. It's because I want to do a good job. And I look at this overall with what has happened to these networks over the years, one of which I was a part of. The owner of that network is a host on a program on Sunday nights here on the network. His network is not in existence anymore. And I found out today that Alex Jones is actually paying KFNX to be on from midnight till 3 in the morning. When I'm going, why would you do that? Because I already know they cut down. It's a 50,000-watt station, but they cut down their wattage at that time of the night because I was on there. And I'm going, I'm scratching my head going, why would you do that, Alex? You know, why would you pay to do that? So it's interesting. But my point is that, you know, folks, I agree with Alex on one thing. We are in a war. We're in an info war, and it's a war between the awakened Americans that know what's going on, i.e. me and you, and a war between the, you know, mind-numb, mesmerized public that drinks the Kool-Aid of MSN or mainstream media. So it's a war that we can win. It's a war that we woke up. Look what we got done with getting Trump elected. Yes, I got off the Trump train, but after he fired Comey today, I'm sitting in the station in the seat with John Stadtmuller waiting for the train going, should I pay for a ticket and get on again? I'm not sure. But John and I are in the same position with that, because maybe, just maybe, something might happen. And if he put Trey Gowdy in there instead, just think of what might happen to Hillary. I'm sure her sphincter muscle is puckering between her two flabby sominals. That's all I got for tonight. Thank you for tuning in. See you same time, same station tomorrow night. Have a good night, folks. Bye for now.
Nothing left for me to figure out. Paid a price, and I'll keep paying.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens.
Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.